Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. If you could play television programmer for a day, what else new and original would you like to see on Thanksgiving besides parades and pigskins? Today's your chance to let the world know next. Also ahead, AMC sets its next Walking Dead chapter, a Wolf Hall sequel in play, and our classic trivia answer. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. I present in more than 40 podcast destinations. This just in, it's Thanksgiving week 2023, and tomorrow will be televised. Our opening half hour is brought to you today by BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks on the go wherever you go. Wherever you are on this Monday afternoon, early afternoon on the East Coast, late morning still on the West, welcome to the beginning of our annual Thanksgiving week triple header of the program all about TV's current and future. We are with you today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, back-to-back-to-back episodes. Today at a special time, we'll explain why in a bit. Plus, we'll be on tomorrow and Wednesday with great guests coming your way. 2-hour show tomorrow, our show at least on Wednesday. And we thank you for being with us. And we really want you to get involved all week long. We have some sensational guests coming your way. And we have a very interesting premise that we want to pose for you on today, just right for this Thanksgiving. So we want you to be involved. How do you do that? You pick up the phone, you dial in, and you use this number, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway you're catching us across the country or around the world here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, TuneIn Radio. And we have our chat room business for you. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. While the promo is on the air, as always, you can interact with others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk Radio Speaker Tune screen, follow the instructions, and other people live with you. And one more big announcement before we get underway. We are delighted to tell you that our website is back and running. It's tomorrowbetelevised.com. As some of you may know, our website has been off in Netherlands, whatever, the last few weeks because of some unusual situations. And I'm happy to say thanks to the guitarist Vegas and the great gang at On Podium. It is back. It is up. It is running. It's gorgeous. We have all of our recent episodes, including our episode last Friday, on the site. We also have links to some of our podcast feeds on places like Amazon Music or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. And we have a chat feature for you 24/7. So if you'd like to comment anytime on our program, on our guests, on our topics, yours truly, go to the chat feature at the bottom of the home screen, put it in there, I'll pick it up, and maybe we'll offer some of your chat thoughts on future Tomorrow Be Televised episodes. So thank you again to the folks at On Podium for giving us a nice Thanksgiving week treat to kick off the week. TomorrowBeTelevised.com. That's TomorrowBeTelevised.com. All right, let's get things up and running here the way we usually do, and that is with news notes. AMC is ready to roll out its next spinoff series from The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, dealing with the characters Rick Grimes and Michonne from the original WD, will debut February 25th on AMC and AMC+. Andrew Lincoln and Danai Gurira will return in their respective roles and serve as executive producers alongside showrunner and WD executive overseer Scott Gimple. Fans of popular PBS attraction Wolf Hall have an early Thanksgiving gift today. The Mirror and the Light, a Wolf Hall sequel miniseries, will land on PBS's long-running Masterpiece series next year. Mark Rylance and Damian Lewis are back as Thomas Cromwell and King Henry VIII, respectively. Wolf Hall's production team, including writer Peter Strawhan and director Peter Kosminski, will come together again for this venture. We have some breaking news for you. ABC's Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest will continue on ABC through January 1st of 2029. The new five-year deal starts next year, and last year into this year's New Year's Rockin' Eve, the latest, drew 13.8 million viewers around the country. Once again, ABC's Dick Clark New Year's Rockin' Eve will stay on ABC with Ryan Seacrest as host through January 1st, 2029. Now, quickies, Oscar-winning actor Jeremy Irons will take part in the new miniseries version of The Count of Monte Cristo, Sam Claflin. Production is scheduled to wrap next month. New returning Max customers can take the Mega Content Services Limited F format at $2.99 a month for 6 months in a Black Friday sale arrangement. That's 70% off the normal price. The sale runs just 1 week today through next Monday. Netflix will debut something new this Christmas Day. That's right, something new this Christmas Day. Stand-up special Ricky Gervais, Armageddon. Here comes another Love After Lockup miniseries on WETV, or WETV. Innocent After Lockup is the unscripted premise rolling out December 15th. IMC and AMC Plus will simulcast an In the Kitchen holiday special featuring Harry Hamlin December 13th. More In the Kitchen content, a five-episode miniseries, will arrive on both services next May. And the 2023 International Emmy Awards, celebrating the best of international programming, not U.S. bound, will be given out tonight at the New York Hilton here in the Big Apple. I will be there and will present a recap of the key winners on tomorrow's episode at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific. That is why we are with you at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific today. That's because the International Emmy Awards actually starts with an afternoon red carpet that runs while we're normally on. So we have to be there in time for that so that we can bring you the recap of the winners on tomorrow's episode. So tomorrow and Wednesday, we will have our regularly scheduled episodes at our regularly scheduled time. And that is News Notes for today. Well, let you know before we go further that we have two marvelous episodes coming your way tomorrow and on Wednesday. Big two-hour episode coming your way tomorrow. You do not want to miss this. Tell your friends to come in. If you missed the Fox Nation special that premiered last night, the docudrama Liberty or Death Boston Tea Party, hosted and executive produced by Rob Lowe, we have the other two main executive producers joining us at our lead guests, Tim Kelly and Lorenzo DeBoni. They will be with us. And by the way, if you missed the episode on last night, it will be playing continuously through Thanksgiving weekend and beyond on Fox Nation. Then, for all you Power fans, whether the original book, book two, book three, and so forth, we got a great treat for you in our second half hour tomorrow. London Brown, the co-star of Power Book Three, Raising Kanan, which starts its third season December 1st. It's a week from Sunday on Starz. He will be with us live, and he'll take your phone calls and chat room reaction. And then we're bringing back two guests, one from over a year ago and one from 6 months ago in our second hour. Starting our second hour off, the founder, chief executive owner of Red Nation Television Network, the Netflix of Native American content, Jonelle Romero, will be back with us. And finally, what's going on with Telly, the super, super, duper smart TV set that's out to be the television version of the iPhone? What's going on with that service 6 months after we had Dallas Lawrence, the chief strategy officer, on this very program? We were one of the first radio or TV programs to have Telly featured. Well, guess what? Dallas will be back as our final guest tomorrow. That's 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, noon to 2 p.m. Pacific, exclusively here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And then coming away on Wednesday, we will bring back someone who was with us several years ago. He's with a company called Loop Media, John Neiman. He's the chief executive of that company. At the time, Loop Media was developing services for smart TV distribution and also for businesses. Well, they're now more business-oriented several years later. However, they're doing some interesting things that might maybe show up on your smart TV set down the road, including a trivia channel that they premiered last week. John Neiman will join us as our lead guest on Wednesday's episode. And that night, PBS's Nova series will do something very different. Rather than devote an episode on a particular branch of science or development in science, they're going to be doing a very unique story about a family that used science in a very Thanksgiving way to find out its ancestors. The program is called Lee and Liza's Family Tree. And we will have the director of that Nova special episode, Byron Hunt, will join us. Again, that episode will run Wednesday night over many PBS stations. That's the Nova episode, Lee and Liza's Family Tree. Director Byron Hunt will join us in an exclusive same-day interview right here Wednesday on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. So be with us tomorrow for a big two-hour show, and then Wednesday for an hour-plus episode right here, Tuesday, Wednesday at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. When we come back, the answer to our current classic trivia question and where we go from here. And we'll kick off our main topic of the day, which is something I'd like to see, more original Thanksgiving programming. And we want you involved. Again, we'll pose the question we did at the top. If you could play TV programmer for a day, what else new and original would you like to see on Thanksgiving beside parades and pigskin? And also something I'd like to see about one aspect of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade that I hope may change for your better and my better. That's all coming up first we have some words from our wonderful sponsor this half hour, BlendJet. You know, if your blender is bulky and a pain to operate, give BlendJet the opportunity to make fresh smoothies, shakes, and mixed drinks an easy pleasure this Thanksgiving weekend or any time of the year. BlendJet is so portable to work up a smoothie at the office, favorite protein booster at the gym, or a poolside margarita. It is quiet to operate and rechargeable on the go. So what are you waiting for? Especially if you want a great deal this Thanksgiving weekend, you go to BlendJet.com and grab yours today. Go to BlendJet.com and be sure to use the promo code TELEVISED to get 12% off your order and free two-day shipping. That is a fantastic Thanksgiving week deal. So go to BlendJet.com, get your BlendJet today, use that promo code TELEVISED, T-E-L-E-V-I-S-E-D, you get 12% off your order when you do, and you get free two-day shipping. So blend anytime, anywhere, you know how, with BlendJet. And now it's time for the answer to our classic trivia question we posed over the last 2 weeks. We didn't get a winner, so our five prizes remain in play, and we're going to add a sixth for our next classic trivia question, which we will introduce tomorrow on this very program. The question we've been posing for the last 2 weeks, what was the musical group on Fernwood Tonight and America Tonight? You know, the Mary Hartman spinoff featuring Martin Mull as Barth Gimble. He was the host of both shows. There were spoofs on late night talk shows. Fred Willard played Jerry Hubbard, and Frank Duvall played Happy Kine of Happy Kine and the Music Makers. That's right. That's the musical group, Happy Kine and the Music Makers, led by Frank Duvall as the band leader, Happy Kine. And for those who don't know who Frank Duvall is, wonderful composer, worked with the likes of Robert Aldrich on movies like The Dirty Dozen and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. And in television, he was the composer of The Brady Bunch Theme and My Three Sons and a lot of other very interesting comedy programming. So that's the answer. Happy Kine and the Mirthmakers, they were on both Fernwood Tonight and America Tonight. They were the musical group, and that's the answer to our classic trivia question we've been posing the last 2 weeks. So since nobody got the answer, we're going to add another prize to our prize jackpot. And starting tomorrow, we'll offer a new question with six prizes in play. We're going to keep on bringing you the AMC Network's free Uber card, the free Redbox movie night from Crackle Connects. We've got those two wonderful musical CDs, the Chicago Greatest Hits CD with If You Leave Me Now, Saturday in the Park, Feeling Stronger Every Day, other great hits, the Lifetime Women of Rock CD with great performances by the Bangles, Cyndi Lauper, Annie Lennox and the Eurythmics, Linda Ronstadt, many, many more. We've got the book from Emmy Award-winning writer, showrunner, producer Jeff Melvoin of Northern Exposure fame, Running the Show, Television Inside, big bestseller on Amazon and other places. Now we're going to add the book that we showcased on this program last week. It's the book that is entitled Apocalypse Television, How the Day After Helped End the Cold War. We had on this program last week David Craig. He's a professor at University of Southern California. And 40 years ago tonight, ABC ran one of the most important made-for-TV movies ever by that network or others, The Day After. And imagine the effects of nuclear war on a heartland of America, starring Jason Robards Jr., a wonderful cast. I saw when it came out. Extraordinary movie. Incredible, incredible recreation of a nuclear attack. Just absolutely tremendous. Well, Craig has written a book called Apocalypse Television, How the Day After Helped End the Cold War. He was marvelous on the show. We had great feedback from our listeners. We're delighted to tell you that we're going to offer that book as our latest prize. So now we have six prizes in play, a record for our show. And tomorrow afternoon, during our 2 hours, we're going to have the new classic trivia question. So when you hear the question, those six prizes will be in play. And all you have to do is when you hear the question, if you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Be sure to enclose your name and your mailing address so that if you win, we get the prize out to you as soon as possible after Thanksgiving weekend. And if we don't get a winner by the end of tomorrow, we will post the question first thing on Wednesday at Facebook and X or Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum, X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's Facebook at Simon Applebaum and X or Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. Remember, as we say around here often, in order to win, you got to play in. Do so. Six prizes in play, our most ever, with one answer to a classic trivia question. We'll introduce the question tomorrow on our big two-hour edition at 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And, of course, all the very best. All right, so let's get started with our main topic of the day. And this main topic about Thanksgiving television came about because of a feature I've been doing that started this year on this program called Something I'd Like to See. It's a feature where I give a rant or mini rant, something I'd like to see television do that it's not doing. And recently, I did a Something I'd Like to See about the fact that there's no alternative coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Way back when, CBS used to do an alternative viewing experience called the All-American Thanksgiving Day Parade. It combined live segments from New York with live segments of the parade going on at the same time in Philadelphia. The parade going on at the same time in Detroit, at the time was run by Gimbel's, which was a rival to Macy's in terms of department stores. They would have tape coverage of a parade in Toronto, very, very colorful one, that they do every early fall. And they'd also have, when Jack Lord was and Y5O was on CBS in prime time, Jack Lord, the star of the show, later star and executive producer, would host a parade out of Hawaii that was very colorful, had great floats, was taped or filmed earlier in the fall. And that would be the Macy's All-American Thanksgiving Day Parade. It was a wonderful experience. So if you wanted to get a full flavor of how America was celebrating Thanksgiving in parade fashion, that would be the place to go. In time, they would also do parades in Chicago. They would have segments from Nashville, Tennessee, and other places around the country. Then for some reason, the early 2000s, CBS decided, we're giving it up. No more All-American. We're just going to do our own coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, except we're not going to call it the Macy's Parade. Why? Because NBC has the rights to use Macy's. So we're going to call it the Thanksgiving Parade. We'll do it outside our big headquarters, Black Rock, 53rd Street and 6th Avenue, and we'll have our anchors there. We'll get some of the key floats and bands and so forth before NBC does, and we'll fill in the time, whatever. And so what I did was, on recent Something I'd Like to See, recent episode, I said, hey, why don't we bring back the All-American Thanksgiving Forum? We have the networks to do it. You have Mega Content Services. You have all these different networks running on smart TV sets, devices, multi-channel bundles. So how about we bring the format back and we expand it? Let's say do it from 8 or 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And that way you can not only have the parades going live from New York, Miami, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, the Carolinas, Nashville, Tennessee, Chicago, Detroit, Ohio, but also you can have parades from the West Coast that are starting up, like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Texas and Denver and the Rocky Mountains, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you can have a really wonderful celebration of Thanksgiving live and going back and forth between all the different parade coverage. And haven't heard anybody respond to that yet. Hope somebody does. I think it's a great idea, and there's certainly the networks and the technical facilities, and you can use drone cameras and all sorts of great things to really freshen up the coverage and make it really, really special. It sort of reminds me of what CBS did and the other broadcast networks did when the bicentennial happened, when they did this incredible show from 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning till midnight, with this great panorama of segments throughout the United States that went back and forth, from the tall ships going on here in New York, that wonderful exhibition up the Hudson River, to all the parades and all the floats and all the fireworks going on at night from Boston and D.C. and all over the country. So that, plus the remembrance of what Food Network did for several years, a live Thanksgiving Day special, two-hour special, featured some of their talent, like Alton Brown, showcase how you cook the key Thanksgiving treats, the turkey, the stuffing, use the cranberry sauce and so forth. And they would have people call in from around the country. They would have experts on hand to answer your questions live. You could also email. It was great. I don't know why Food Network doesn't do it anymore. It was a wonderful thing to do. It was a great alternative. So that's what got me thinking about, hey, how about some alternative, great live, original, unique Thanksgiving Day programming. Not just parades, not just football, pro and college, other formats. Why not? We've got the networks to do it. We've got mega content services from Peacock to Max to Netflix to Crackle, so forth. Why not? So that's what brought about this idea to leave it in your hands, if you will. And I got an idea or two. So what do you think, folks? What would you like to see? If you were a TV programmer for a day, the day being Thanksgiving, what new original programming beside what's already on would you put on? So give us a call, 646-652-2906, 646-652-2906. Number is good anywhere. Catch us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker and TuneIn Radio. Or use our chat room, SimonApple04 by name. It is waiting for you. Want to get your answers. Any answer is good. Even if it's really way off beat, let's talk about it. So give us a call, use the chat room, and let's hear from you out there, whether you're across the country or around the world. In the meantime, here's my something I'd like to see regarding the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade itself. First of all, I'm thrilled that the parade is expanding this year, where it's going to be starting at 8:30, 8:30 to 9:30. You'll have those performances right outside Macy's at Herald Square on 34th Street. And then the parade, the floats, the bands, and so forth, will start, and the celebrities and the balloons, and hopefully the balloons will not have the wind issue so that they can fly as high as they can with all those great volunteers underneath to come up starting at 9:30. Great, great move. I love the Macy's Parade. I've seen it as a child on the parade route, as an adult. And here are two things that I would like to see. Number one, it's time to end the lip-syncing of the performances directly outside Macy's. I get that for years, there was no way you could have singers, celebrities who were singing on the floats do live performances because the audio technology was not able to do it. So they had to record everything. They had to have the performer record the music, the songs, lip sync, and so forth. I get that. Well, that was the 50s. That was the 60s. That was the 70s. Now it's 2023. We have so many advancements in audio and sound technology. And we have a precedent. Last year, Mariah Carey, near the end of the parade, on her float, with dancers all over the place, singers all over the place, attendees all over the place, her big hit, All I Want for Christmas, and guess what? She sang it live. That's right. She sang it live. Camera doesn't lie. She sang it live. Yes, to a recorded track. She sang it live right before Santa Claus came out. It was wonderful. Absolutely superb. Camera work was great. That should be the standard when the performers reach Herald Square, 34th Street, in front of where the announcers are going to be, you know, Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb and so forth, Al Roker. That's where they should not lip sync. It's time to end the lip syncing. Do the songs live. The camera doesn't lie when you are on a float with an NBC microphone in your hand and you're lip syncing. Guess what? It looks awful. It looks awful. And guess what? 40 million people are going to be watching what you do. And you can very easily blow it if the camera looks like you're mouthing the words out. Do the song live. You have a microphone. You have the audio technology. You got the sound technology. It can work. It's worked. We got the president last year with Mariah Carey. Put it on. Stop the lip syncing. When you're in the parade route, got it. No problem. When you're performing in front of a camera at Herald Square from 34th Street, everyone watching, you got a recorded soundtrack, do the song with your voice live. Stop the lip syncing. Let's do it, NBC. Let's make it happen. And secondly, something else I'd like to see. I'd like to see if any of the TV networks, from whether it's Nickelodeon, Hallmark Channel, Great American, et cetera, if they have balloons or floats Do what they used to do. Have a breakfast event. You know, there are places like the Marriott Marquis Hotel and others that are along the parade route. Have a breakfast event. Invite the press. Invite their families. Invite your network's representatives. Bring them together. It was wonderful. When Nickelodeon did it one year, or Hallmark Channel did another year, or somebody else did another year, it was great. It was a wonderful way to watch the parade in person in a nice, cool, or warm setting. The food was always great, buffet style, and it was wonderful. One time I brought my parents. It was fantastic. It was a great time for all of us to be together. It really was. And I just wish that the network, the TV networks involved, if they have floats, do it. Come on. Press would love it. It was a blast. We had a great time. I met colleagues at different trade magazines or whatever, or a reporter or a variety. They brought their families. I brought my family. My mom and dad came. It was so wonderful. And it's time to bring that back. We could definitely use that. So I hope that somebody thinks about that. And it's not too late, by the way, to do it for this year. So if anybody from Netflix or Hulu or ABC or whatever, or NBC or Peacock would love to do it, hey, that'd be a great thing for Peacock to do. It's your parade, NBC, with Macy's. How about it? Do something. Great way to promote your network or your service or your group of networks. Would have been a wonderful way, by the way, to bring the Olympic athletes around for Paris 2024. So somebody, if not this year, let's make it next year, okay? Let's somebody, maybe more than one, do it. It'd be really, really marvelous. And what do you think? Give me a call, 646-652-2906. Use that chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Incidentally, post-Thanksgiving week, next Monday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we're going to showcase a project that could be one of the most unique interactive TV projects this year to debut. It's called Next Playground. It's a plug-in you put in your smart TV set or smart device that allows you to do all sorts of interesting games exercises by yourself or with your family, your loved ones, using your body language. I had tried it out at Pepcom's Holly Spectacular a few weeks ago here in New York, and it was great. We will have the Chief Executive Officer up next. David Lee will join us. I hear it is getting a lot of attention and a lot of buzz. This could be, as I said, one of the biggest interactive TV breakthroughs this year. And then a week from Friday, on December 1st, we will have Sean King. He's the Senior Vice President of a company called Ventome that's a player in the world of artificial intelligence. We'll have a nice conversation with him about where artificial intelligence will go and what kind of an impact it will have on the television future you experience, one way or another, and how TV is created and produced going forward. So that's coming your way next Monday and Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Coming up in our next half hour, we will have two more things I'd like to see for Thanksgiving Day. One, how about some original movies, made-for-TV movies that have Thanksgiving themes, just like the barrage of holiday season movies that we're getting every year that seems to have no stopping. And then how about some other programs? Like, for example, how about some game shows, particularly in prime time? How about maybe some unique sports, like the Netflix Cup that was done last weekend in conjunction with the Las Vegas Grand Prix? What do you think? Email me. Give me a call. Let's discuss this together. And we'll do so after we pause at the bottom of the hour for web identification. You're listening to Best Internet Radio on the planet, www.blogtalkradio.com, speaker.com, and tune.com. Together, reaching over 100 million listeners around the world every month and growing. Thanksgiving treat coming your way tonight with Women Who Jam Radio, their Thanksgiving week edition. It happens today, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. That's today, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. Women Who Jam Radio right here on Blog Talk Radio. And remember, Best BTR 24/7 at YouTube. Well, the second half of our Tomorrow Be Televised episode, the beginning of our Thanksgiving week triple header coming your way today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. This half hour is brought to you by online grocery Sun and Swell, offering a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. Coming up, I'm back with you live from New York, 44 degrees and sunny and bright at the bottom of the hour. Welcome to those of you just joining us at the bottom of the hour as well. We're with you earlier than usual because of the International Emmy Award taking place tonight at the New York Hilton. The activity starts with red carpet earlier than usual. In fact, it happens while we would normally be on the air in our 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock hour, Eastern time, noon or 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. So I have to leave early to go, pick up the press credentials, go to the red carpet. Then we get a nice little dinner. And then we have the ceremony itself. And we'll have a recap of all the major winners of the International Emmy Award. That's the awards for programming produced beyond the United States. And we'll have that for you on our show tomorrow. Don't forget, big two-hour episode coming your way tomorrow. Our guest tomorrow will be from the new Fox Nation docudrama special, Liberty or Death, Boston Tea Party, that premiered last night. Executive producers Tim Kelly and Lorenzo D. Boni. We'll have co-star of Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, London Brown. New episodes for Season 3 premieres on Starz December 1st. Plus, we will have Janelle Romero, the founder, chief executive owner of the Netflix of Native American Television, Red Nation TV Network, and from Telly, the super smart TV set out to be the TV version of the iPhone, Chief Strategy Officer Dallas Lawrence. We had this program 6 months ago. We'll get a progress report on how Telly is doing, rolling out this year to 500,000 people around the country for free, and maybe millions more around the country for free next year and beyond. That's all coming your way tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, right here on Tomorrow We Tell It. As for the rest of today, we are posing this question to you, our audience out there. If you could play TV programmer for a day, what else new and original would you like to see on Thanksgiving besides parades and pigskin, namely pro or college football? Got an answer? Give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anywhere. You're catching us across the country, around the globe, here on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio. And we have our chat room business. Like to hear from you there, too. It's Simon Apollo 4 by Nan. You'll find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And coming your way Wednesday, wrap up our Thanksgiving week triple header, we will have at our regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern Pacific, the Chief Executive Officer of Loop Media, John Neiman, a company we first showcased a couple years ago when they were offering both services for smart TV sets and devices, as well as businesses, bars and restaurants and so forth. Now, most of the business is on the business side. However, they've got some interesting projects, including the trivia channel that they launched last week that very well could come to a smart TV set or device near you. And we will also have, from the special Nova episode premiering Wednesday night on PBS, Lee and Liza's Family Tree, director Byron Hunt, or Hurt, excuse me, that's Byron Hurt. That's coming your way Wednesday, wrapping up our big Thanksgiving week set of episodes, Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. Okay, so now let me offer you something I'd like to see, two thoughts about what I would like to see new and original happening on Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving night. Here's the first. Original made-for-TV movies with Thanksgiving themes. You know how we are now in a barrage of holiday season original movies on Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, Up TV. We had Country Arts Christmas featured on our show last week. I'm happy to say the replays have been fantastic, especially on Zencaster, one of our podcast affiliates. Lifetime, Netflix, Peacock, other mega concerts, and so forth. How about we do that for Thanksgiving? One would think you have so many ways that you could do Thanksgiving themes in made-for-TV movies, whether it's historical, like how we got Thanksgiving in the first place, the trip of the pilgrims from England to the United States, Plymouth Rock, or whether it's unique historical lore that has not been, you know, unearthed before, about the first Thanksgiving or Thanksgivings afterward, how Thanksgiving traditions happened after the first Thanksgiving, and how about contemporary stories about the whole idea of giving, the whole idea of doing unselfish things for others. That would make, I think, some really terrific original Thanksgiving movies. And we've got the talent to do it, and we've got the networks, whether it is the broadcast networks, cable networks, mega content services, other services on smart TV sets and smart devices, including services that are trying to cater to the African-American audience, Latino audience, Asian-American, so on and so forth. I mean, wouldn't that be great to have a choice of movies, original movies, that spotlight Thanksgiving in wonderful ways that would attract you, your family, your loved ones, friends, colleagues in business and so forth. That would be great, wouldn't it? And I'm curious, what kind of Thanksgiving movies would you present if you were a TV program for a day? I'll tell you, I would like to see a You Are There recreation of the first Thanksgiving. For those who don't know, You Are There was one of the great original concepts in television in the early days. It was a very popular show. It actually was a radio show first called CBS Is There, and then became You Are There. The idea was to recreate historical events, known and unknown, but very crucial to the way of the world and the way of the United States, and to have CBS News correspondents present when the events are happening. So they would document on a recurring basis what was going on. So they'd have their best correspondents and some of their announcers go to events like the assassination of Julius Caesar or the signing of the Declaration of Independence or the Salem witch trials or D-Day. And they would document what's going on with the actors playing the subjects. And the subjects would talk back and forth facing the camera with the CBS News correspondents, who largely would be off camera. Some were in some segments. The show ran Sunday nights on CBS, hosted by Walter Cronkite, who played sort of the anchor person, from 1953 to 1957. The early episodes were done live by the likes of Sidney Lumet and John Frankenheimer, and then they were filmed for the remaining seasons. So how about a live You Are There recreation of the first Thanksgiving, or the voyage to Plymouth Rock, or the first treaty with the Indians in that part of Massachusetts? You could be, as I said, live, or be on film, or on tape. What a treat that would be. Love to see live. I love live television. Live television is the best form of television. So how about that? How about some original made-for-TV movies? Wouldn't that be great? All with Thanksgiving themes. Historical, contemporary, showcasing other aspects of Thanksgiving culture that people don't know about. I mean, for example, I think there'd be one about, you know, how did the turkey become the symbol of Thanksgiving food? What about ham? What about green beans and cranberry sauce and stuffing? How'd that all come together? Wouldn't you like to know? I would. I think a made-for-TV movie would be a wonderful way to showcase it. Again, you got the acting talent, you got the studio space, you got the production crew, you got the smarts. That would make some of that happen. So what do you think? Give us a call. Love to hear what you have to say about this. 646-652-2906. 646-652-2906. Or use the chat room, SimonApple04 by name. Coming up after this message, my final thought about something I'd like to see on Thanksgiving Day, like variety shows, like interactive game shows, live, and more. First, we have a word from our sponsor this half hour, the online grocery, Sun and Swell. Sun and Swell is the first online grocery store with a fine line of healthy, great-tasting foods that come to you in plastic-free, compostable packaging. I'm talking about rolled oats, trail mix, apple pie bars, energy bites, banana chips, nuts, mango, and every item, no matter what you get, is 100% vegan, gluten-free, and free of added preservatives or ingredients. So if you're looking for a more planet-friendly pantry, all you got to do is shop Sun and Swell. That's right, Sun and Swell. And when you do, you get 20% off site-wide when you go to sunandswellfoods.com and use the promo code TELEVISE at checkout. That's 20% off your entire order when you use the promo code TELEVISE at sunandswellfoods.com. And I'm sure Sun and Swell's got some wonderful food for your Thanksgiving pleasure and your holiday season pleasure, too. In fact, there's been over 1,000 five-star reviews of Sun and Swell online. So check it out. Again, if you're looking for a more planet-friendly pantry, shop Sun and Swell and get 20% off site-wide. All you got to do is go to sunandswellfoods.com, that's sunandswellfoods.com, and use 20%, get 20% off your order. Use the promo code TELEVISE, TELEVISED, at checkout. That's 20% off your entire order. Just use the promo code TELEVISE, TELEVISED, at sunandswellfoods.com. Remember, Sun and Swell offers a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime, Thanksgiving week and this holiday season included. And now my final thought about something I'd like to see in terms of Thanksgiving Day programming beyond football and parades. How about some variety shows, musical performances, live or taped? You know, yesterday, while I had some free moments, I went to YouTube, and YouTube has got this wonderful repository of television classics, including variety shows. You know, the 50s and 60s were the golden age of variety show television. You had the best talent, singers, actors, dancers, musicians, presented on television week after week after week on shows like Ed Sullivan, The Kraft Music Hall, Omnibus, The Gary Moore Show, The Carol Burnett Show, Perry Como's Holiday Specials, The Andy Williams Show. And I'm happy to say that YouTube has become a great home for these programs, as well as shows that stress sketch comedy, like Your Show of Shows, Caesar's Hour, The Colgate Comedy Hour, and much, much more. Why don't we bring that back in a big way for Thanksgiving? How about some original variety show specials where we get the best musical talent, dance talent available, and dress them up in a Thanksgiving theme and do it live if you can or on tape? And then how about game shows? You know, I love game shows. I'm a big game show fanatic. Those of you that listen to this program, you know that we try to get the game show producers on this program every chance we get. It's really amazing to me that given the fact we're entering this era of interactive television in a big way, where we're getting interactive ads or action ads, as Roku likes to say, that nobody's thought about doing interactive game shows. How about Thanksgiving? Wouldn't Thanksgiving be a great holiday time to bring the family together and participate in a live game show where you could be part of the action? Why not take a show like Let's Make a Deal, The Price is Right, which is already doing primetime specials, and they're doing pretty well. Do a primetime live, if you can, Thanksgiving special where you could have the at-homies or you could have callers from home participate and win prizes, win cash, or play for charity. How about this? Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. Do an episode where you pair up celebrities with contestants, a la Password, a la Pyramid, and play for charity, for the contestants' local charity or their favorite something they want to do in return for serving others. How about that? Wouldn't that be fun? Wheel of Fortune could do it. Pyramid could do it. Why not? Do a live show. You know, having a live Jeopardy. Again, you have celebrities or contestants playing, and whatever they win, it goes to charity. And maybe you could have a final Jeopardy answer that by itself would be worth, let's say, no matter what, $25,000. Or $10,000. And no matter if somebody gets it wrong or right, if somebody gets it right, they win that $10,000. Whether they win or lose the game, they get $10,000, $20,000, or $25,000 for their charity. How about that? And Jeopardy is a very easy show to do live. It can be done. Why not? Wouldn't it be great to have interactive game shows or play interactive games or do like the unique sports competitions like the Netflix Cup from last week that was tied in with the Las Vegas Grand Prix? How about a live nine-hole golf, you know, how about a skins game you can do in the afternoon? It's been a while since we've had that, the skins game, where, you know, you won money for each hole that you won as a team. How about that? And how about, you know, just a live panorama of other Thanksgiving celebrations beyond the parade? You know, I'm sure there are other ways that cities around the country celebrate Thanksgiving, whether choral performances, whether, you know, lighting celebrations. You know, ABC has done a very good job with the Great Christmas Light Bite. How about a Thanksgiving decoration competition? And how about Food Network bringing back that Thanksgiving live special, which showed you how to cook, you know, cook a turkey or do some unique, unusual things with turkey with leftovers. And you can call in or chat room in questions and feedback. How about that? Bottom line, yeah, it's great to have parades. It's great to have football, and it's even greater to have more choice, variety, diversity with original Thanksgiving programming. The talent is there. We got the networks. If the broadcast networks don't want to do it, cable networks don't want to do it, you got mega content services, you have service on multicast channels, you have all these services popping up on smart TV sets and smart device and multi-channel bundles, and they certainly could get the talent together. So why not? How about we make an effort to have more variety, more diversity in Thanksgiving Day program or Thanksgiving night program? How about we see an industry-wide commitment to making that reality happen next year? Now, that's something I'd like to see. And would you like to see it too? And I'm still waiting to hear, you know, your thoughts about our question that we posed at the top of the program. If you could play TV programmer for a day, what else new and original would you like to see on Thanksgiving besides parades and football, pro or college? Give us a call. We got a little time left. 646-652-2906. It's 646-652-2906. That number is good anywhere you're catching us across the country, around the world, here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. And we got our chat room, Simon Apple 04 by name. It's still open. Put that thought in, feedback in, and we'll respond to it in our remaining time. Again, we are thankful that you're joining us wherever you are for the first of our three Thanksgiving week episodes. It's become an annual tradition around here to do back-to-back-to-back programs on Thanksgiving week. Again, we are with you tomorrow at a regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. We got a great two-hour show in store for you. Coming up first, we will have from the new Fox Nation special that premiered last night, Liberty or Death, Boston Tea Party, executive producers Tim Kelly and Lorenzo DeBoni. Then we got a terrific guest from Power Book 3, Raising Cannon, London Brown, co-star, will join us. He'll join me here in New York. He's here to film new episodes. And by the way, the third season of Power Book 3 comes your way December 1st on Stars. And we will have from Red Nation Television Network, the Netflix for Native American content, founder, chief executive, and owner, Janelle Romero. She will kick off our second hour and finalizing everything on Tuesday. Dallas Lawrence, chief strategy officer of Telly, the souped-up smart TV set that is out to become the TV version of the iPhone. We'll get a product report about how Telly is doing to roll out 500,000 sets free to consumers and maybe millions more free to the public next year. They got some very exciting projects in the works, and we'll get a product report from Dallas on our show tomorrow. It's all tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. And on Wednesday, we'll have John Neiman, the chief executive officer of Loop Media, and from the Nova episode, Lee and Liza's Family Tree, premiering on Wednesday night on PBS, filmmaker and director of this episode, Byron Hurt. That's tomorrow and Wednesday, regular time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Told. Also on tomorrow's episode, we'll have a recap of the International Emmy Awards taking place tonight at the New York Hilton, which I will be at later this afternoon. And we'll also have our new classic trivia question with a record 6 prize in play, including the brand new book from our guest last week, David Craig, Apocalypse Television, How the Day After Helped End the Cold War. And again, today, November 20th, marks 40 years since that landmark ABC movie was presented on a Sunday night. Really amazing, amazing film. And I hope maybe somewhere along the line, somebody will replay that film or will be available on YouTube in the not-too-distant future. And, again, classic trivia question coming your way tomorrow. If you know the answer, email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Make sure you enclose your name and your mailing address. And again, it's simonapple04@yahoo.com. We don't get a winner by the end of tomorrow. Question will be posted Wednesday on Facebook and extra Twitter. Facebook, Simon Applebaum, extra Twitter at UBC Simon, TWBT. And if you missed the announcement we made near the start of the program, our website is back. TomorrowWillBeTelevised.com. TomorrowWillBeTelevised.com. It has replays of this episode, of our recent episodes. It has special links to some of our podcast feeds. And it also has a chat feature at the bottom of the home screen. Use it. We want to hear what you think about our guests, our topics, TV overall, yours truly overall. Put it down in the chat room at the bottom of the screen. And if we use it on the air in an upcoming episode, we'll, of course, give you the credit for your thought. Finally, before we leave you today, I want to say thank you to everyone who has responded to our announcements at the end of our recent episodes to take part in relief efforts, emergency efforts for the people of Israel and what they're dealing with. Whether you have contributed to the campaign from the United Jewish Appeal and the Federation of Jewish Philanthropies here in New York, it's ujafedny.org to get the details, or other similar appeals, other similar relief efforts, thank you. No matter how big or small the contribution was on your part, thank you for the people of Israel and for everyone in the Middle East who is standing with Israel to get through their war with Hamas. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And again, if you would like to make a effort to contribute, big or small contribution, it's all accepted, it's all appreciated deeply. You can go to ujafedny.org. That's ujafedny.org. You can go to other Israel emergency relief charities. You can find them on Yahoo, Facebook, Twitter, X and Twitter. You can find them also on Google. Google them up. Get in the information. Go to the website. Get the information. And then make a choice, your choice, to take part. All right? All right. Again, we're just getting started with our annual Thanksgiving week triple header of episodes. We got a big one, 2 hours for you tomorrow, and then an hour coming your way on Wednesday. So we hope that you stay in touch on that, and we hope you tune us in. Tell your friends to tune in. Again, use our phones, use our chat room. We want to have those phones and those chat rooms go and go big on Tuesday and Wednesday's episode. And coming your way next week, a week from today, among our guests, we'll have the Chief Executive Officer of Next Playground. I promise you this is going to be an interactive TV breakthrough, and we will have David Lee, the Chief Executive Officer of Next Playground, as probably our lead guest. It will certainly be on the show. And then on December 1st, a week from Friday, among our guests, Senior Vice President of AI Venture Ventone, Sean King, our topic, AI and television and TV's future. How will AI help impact the creation and production of shows and other things, too, that you watch and you use in TV's future? That's all coming your way next Monday, next Friday, right here, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, exclusively on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. If you came in late on today's episode and you want to catch up on episodes you missed, go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. It's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Go to our brand redone website, tomorrowwilltelevised.com. Tomorrowwilltelevised.com, operated by the great people at On Podium. And, of course, go to our more than 40 great podcast locations, the iHeartRadio Podcast Network, Zencaster, Acast, Odyssey, formerly CBS Radio, Google Podcasts, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, many, many more. We appreciate all of you podcast affiliates out there tuning us in. Keep promoting. Keep letting folks know we're on, because we do appreciate you, and people are tuning in and listening. And, of course, we want to hear from you out there. What do you think about our interesting experiment of showcasing something I'd like to see in terms of original Thanksgiving television? And what's your thoughts about TV's current and future? We'd love to hear those, too. So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Remember, enclose your name and your mailing. And by the way, that's how you get involved in our classic trivia question. New question tomorrow, six prize in play. Also, we have a regular feature called The Show to Know. Is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention? We want to give it the attention on this program, absolutely. And before we do that, we got to hear from you. So let us know the show you'd like us to highlight. Why? Put it down in email. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you, of course, get the credit. Simple as that. And you can also catch me 24/7 on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, and X or Twitter. Facebook, LinkedIn, Simon Applebaum. X or Twitter at UBC Simon WBT. Remember, on tomorrowwetelevise.com, we have a new chat feature, bottom of the home screen. Use it, and that's a great way to communicate as well. I do respond to what you have to say within 24 hours, wherever you say it, whether on our homepage, whether through our podcast, whether through our website, as well as through our social media sites. So remember, when you respond, I respond back to you. That's our promise to you, because what you say matters, now more than ever. Simple as that. The views expressed on this program are those of the participants. They are not say those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Cho is Blog Talk Radio's general manager. Dave Sonnenberg is head of content. Website serves by On Podium, the internet's great podcast outpost. Guitar Vegas is our web coordinator. This hour of Tamabe Televised was brought to you today by online grocery Sun and Swell, offering a world of delicious snacks and pantry faves anytime. And by BlendJet, the portable blender letting you make fresh smoothies, shakes, or mixed drinks on the go wherever you go. Remember, when you order their products from their website, you get a discount when you use the promo code TELEVISED, TELEVISED. In the case of BlendJet, when you get 12% off your order, you also get free two-day shipping. That's the promo code TELEVISED, TELEVISED. For Tomorrow Be Televised, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your Thanksgiving week Monday. We are back tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, two-hour edition, regular time, you know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, our website, and all of our great podcast affiliates. Whatever you're doing between now and then, make it safe, and above all, make it great for you and others you love. And keep the thoughts and prayers coming for the state of Israel and everyone aligning with peace in that state. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.